Save money and energy like a boss. Find ideas and incentives for your facility from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/likeaboss.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So, we keep chasing the dream, Jonathan Hood. Good morning to you, my friend, of a franchise championship level top seven guy in the league quarterback playing for the Bears. It's not Nick Foles. It's not Jay Cutler. It's not Mitchell Trubisky. It's not Mike Glennon. It's not Chase Daniel. And I can keep naming names while Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers and all these different teams. The four that are left have the four probable final four for MVP. So Jeremy Fowler's on with KJZ this morning and said he polled or canvassed a number of top-level executives in the NFL, and the cost to get Deshaun Watson starts at three first-round picks. Now, I personally believe it's going to cost a lot more than that if the Bears were to get him because they don't have a young quarterback asset to send back. So that makes the Jets and Dolphins favorites. But would you, if it was three number ones at least, would you entertain that?
Absolutely, I'd entertain it. And I'll tell you why, Cap. When I was born, the quarterback for the Chicago Bears was Bobby Douglas. And for those that don't remember Bobby Douglas, Bobby was a guy that was always on the run, running for his life because the offensive line was so bad. And he also had the ability to run. You remember Bobby Douglas right? So the reason why that this is important is because Bobby Douglas was the quarterback when I was born, when I was really able to watch with my dad, watching football and trying to understand it. Mike Phipps was the quarterback. I'm a kid of the 70s, so I remember Mike Phipps as a really young person. Mike Phipps, Vince Evans, Bob Avellini, that was the trio of quarterbacks in 1979. And then Vince Evans, I'm like, wow, the guy looks like me. He's actually playing quarterback. Right. I actually have his jersey at home, Vince Evans, that I had made up a few years ago. And so the reason why that this is important today and every year is because the Bears have never had that quality cornerstone quarterback that you could depend on to win a championship year in and year out. Never had that. You know, when Jay Cutler came to the Bears, people thought that the Bears were actually getting the better of the deal because you have Jay Cutler, who hadn't really come into his own yet with Denver, raw talent, mid-20s, and you said, you know, now you're catching him in the right spot. If you could just nurture him, you got a quarterback for the next 10 years. Denver saw a guy that was never going to get there, right? But the Bears thought, he's a young guy. He's on the way up. He's going to be good. And it never happened for him here in Chicago. And so the reason why that we even talk about Deshaun Watson is because the Bears have needed that guy forever. Forever. You just want a guy for 10 years to give you a chance. The organization wants to give a quarterback a chance, but it never happens, never materializes. And so that's the thing that's disheartening to me. I don't think he'll ever be a Bear, but boy, it'd be great to see him in a Bears uniform.
So without a young quarterback asset to put into a deal, if you got the call from Nick Caserio, who's the new GM in Houston, and said, Hoodie, we've been friends a long time. We've done a number of deals together, which Ryan and Nick Caserio have. I've tried. He's not going to play for us. I got to move him. You're my first call. Three number ones, and you don't have a young quarterback asset, so give me two more twos. You doing it?
I think I just laid out for you that the three ones is what you're going to get. Now, if someone else is going to be able to give more, then, you know, God bless you.
Right.
But I'm giving you my three number one picks because I don't think I'm smart enough to say, if I don't have number one picks, it's okay. With Deshaun Watson, I'm going to be in the low 20s anyway, because Deshaun Watson is just that good as a quarterback. We haven't even seen the best of him just as of yet. So I think that I could somehow get back into the first round at some point, so I could be able to get more picks in the second or third round somewhere down the line. But three number ones should be rich enough. If everybody wants to give the farm for Deshaun Watson, that's fine. But I think I draw the line at those number one picks, because that's valuable to a bad Houston team.
No question. If you're Houston, though, and you can't convince him, hey, man, let's work this out. I wasn't here for all the nonsense. I'm the new GM. You tell me what I can do to make this right, and I will. Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced that they're going to close the door yet on him in Houston.
Yeah, if we had odds, Cap, and take a look at the teams that really could use a Deshaun Watson or him returning, he may be able to return to Houston. Who knows? That very well could be. Yeah, he's upset now, but he hasn't communicated with the Houston Texans just as of yet. He hasn't sat down with the front office and really was able to pour out his heart of what disappoints him the most. We just know that cursory story of, hey, I gave you a couple of names for GM. You didn't talk to him. That's just bad business.
Correct.
As a franchise guy, you take care of your franchise guy. You're not bending over backwards, but you're just trying to be good business people, right? Hey, our franchise quarterback says that here's a couple of guys that could be GM or a couple of guys that could be head coach. We should talk to them. Doesn't happen. They got to be better than that.
Right. Well, I don't understand. We're in a communication world.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten away from the art of communicating because everybody's got it. Let me text you. Let me email. I never want to have any personal conversations. I think it's a horrible thing for our society. But if you're Cal McNair, that's my franchise guy. He's amazing. He's a great player. He's even better as a person. He's awesome in the room. He's awesome in the community. Like, there is no box where you go, yeah, I can't check that one. It's not like Dennis Rodman's playing quarterback. How do you not get on a jet, sit down and go, all right, I screwed this all up. How can I make it right?
Because some owners believe that they are the reason. That's why. You'd actually rather be a Bears fan and look at the way the Bears did that press conference, Cap, and mm-hmm. say nothing than to say pretty much what Cal McNair is saying is like, well, if you want to go, you want to go. You know, I'm going to make the decision of who I'm comfortable with in the GM chair. You'd rather be the Bears and say nothing. It aggravates you and I that they said nothing and did nothing. But you'd rather have that than what they're doing with the Texans. Hey, Sean Salisbury laid it all out to us when the Bears played the Texans. He was our eye on the enemy. We go back to the archives of our Cap and J Hood podcast and listen to that. It was really a great conversation with Sean, who covers the Houston Texans and everything else in the Lone Star State. But, man, that's just a mess down there.
A mess.
You think that we have problems here. Houston's a mess. And you know who knows that? J.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson. They both know it. So, you know, for Deshaun Watson, maybe he returns to Houston and maybe he says, wait a minute, Cal McNair, you're no Bob. You know, I knew Bob
Correct.
McNair. You're no Bob McNair.
Correct.
Right?
His late father.
Now it looks bad, Cap. Now it looks bad for the organization. The last thing I'd want to do as an owner is to have my organization look like a mess. We could lose our ass off. Maybe we don't have the right quarterback. Maybe we don't have the right personnel. But, my God, I don't want to look bad in the eyes of the public.
Yeah, the one thing, you talk to players that have played here, they love dealing with the McCaskies as people. Maybe not the most brilliant football minds, no question, but you ask Olin or you ask Lance or Alex or Brian Urlacher or any of these guys, they're like, I got no issues with the family.
Sometimes they're hands off.
Right. They don't get involved.
No, they're just in the luxury box.
Right.
And this is why they put so much autonomy on Ryan Pace. That's our football guy. And Matt Nagy's our football guy. We're just in the box if you need us.
Correct.
And then pretty much they probably just close the door. They just are the owners. They're just collecting the money.
Correct.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
All right.
There you go.
just football guys.
And that's all well and fine, mm-hmm. but as you continue to hire people and it doesn't work out, that's the problem.
Yep.
That's the problem. Here's Jeremy Fowler on KJZ on the Texans asking price for Deshaun.
People I've talked to around the league, execs, coaches, they say at the very least three first-rounders. Everybody's unanimous on that. That's a starting point. And not only three first-rounders, but probably a high pick, which is why people are pegging the Jets and the Miami Dolphins potentially to Deshaun Watson because they have the second and the third pick respectively that could be used to get a quarterback. We don't know how new GM Nick Caserio feels about this quarterback class, but if he feels strongly about it, that would be a gravitational pull, which makes late April sort of a artificial deadline for a potential deal.
So he said at least three first round picks as a starting point and potentially a very high pick we don't have because we're mediocre, so they're picking 20th.
Sure.
You don't have a young quarterback. Like, if you're the Jets, you're like, hold on a second. Okay, I'll give you the number one this year. It's number two overall. Mm-hmm. You can have that. I'll give you Sam Darnold, and I'll give you two more number ones. The Bears have zero chance of coming close to that. But the problem is, Deshaun might say, I'm playing for the Jets. I don't want to go. He controls everything.
Right. I would not play for the Jets if I'm him. It might be a sweetheart of a deal for Houston, but you're not trying to take care of Houston.
Right.
You're trying to take care of yourself.
But that market is huge for his brand. Huge.
So is Houston. Houston's a pretty big market.
But not like New York.
It's fine.
New York, Chicago, L.A., whoa.
Big market in New York and losing. And how much is your star shining then? You're a bad football team, and you're part of that bad football
True.
Team, and you're in New York.
I wonder, people aren't talking about a particular team. I don't know what you guys think, Jeff, Danny. What about the Rams? There's now reports that Jared Goff and Sean McVay are at odds, that the relationship is starting to fester. What if the Rams said, we'll give you three number ones at Jared Goff?
The problem is the Rams have already mortgaged their future. They've made a lot of trades. Remember, Jalen Ramsey, they gave up two number ones for him.
Correct.
And they gave up at least one number one for Brandon Cooks when they made that trade, who actually is now on the Texans, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the Rams have the capital to pull it off either. Like, yeah, I'd love to see Sean McVay and Deshaun Watson make beautiful magic together.
Oh, my God.
I think, the reason there's a fallout in Los Angeles is because Jared Goff hasn't been any good the last year and a half.
Was never good.
Well, yeah.
I can make that case,
That's
too.
That's true, too.
I can make the case that he was never good. I can make the case that Sean McVay propped up a quarterback that was less than mediocre. Something about the system and the quarterback. It's interesting, Jeff. Like, we can break it down. It's interesting how you can look at a quarterback like Jared Goff and say, he's not very good. A guy that couldn't even get it done out of the shotgun. Never did that in college, right?
And now
look.
But it's two sides of the coin because with Sean McVay holding Jared Goff's hands, talking to him in the play set, we heard all about that, like calling out defenses for him, breaking it down before the snap, they got to a Super Bowl. Now, they lost to the Patriots, but they got to a Super Bowl. So it goes to show you can do it. And also, the guy who runs the same exact system or very similar, Kyle Shanahan, was in the Super Bowl last year with Jimmy Garoppolo. Where are we at with Jimmy Garoppolo right now?
Right.
You can get it done, but you have to have a system where, as the head coach, you have to know exactly what you're doing and you have to execute it at a high level. So it's both things. You want a franchise quarterback, but you also can do it with the right guy in place calling your plays.
You know, it's interesting. If Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy were smooth, Cap, if they were smooth, we made the mistake. We should have drafted you. If they were smooth, they could probably get this done. But if you are Deshaun Watson, you say, wait, you're the guy that didn't want to draft me, and now you want me now? No, that's not going to work.
It's the ultimate redemption thing. Guess what? You could have had me with your pick. Now you see the price you paid? Glad you learned your lesson.
Yeah. F you, and I won't come to your team.
Yeah, I don't think he would be petty like that. I think he would be.
Are you kidding?
He's the ultimate trump card. The ultimate. Guess what? You could have had me. Guess the price you paid now. And the impact he could have in this community, as good a person as he is off the field, he could literally go down in legendary status in this city. Legendary.
I wish the front office would be as legendary to help him out. That's the whole thing. Like, I believe in his ability. I just don't believe in Pace's ability to build around him. That's the problem. I mean, if it's just for, like, third-round picks and fourth-round picks, I mean, Deshaun, he's got riches around him. Mm-hmm. Third and fourth-round picks, fifth-round picks. But first-round picks and second-round, that's the problem.
I don't buy your redemption story, though, Cap, because right now he's having a fallout with the owner and the GM or, Jack Easterby. I don't think he's going to jump up and down at the idea of being paired with the team that wouldn't even have dinner with him. I don't think that, like he's got all the options open to him, as Hoodie said. He holds all the power.
He does.
I don't think the Bears are even in his atmosphere because he's probably pissed off about the way that went down back when he was drafted.
Miami, I think, would be the front runner.
Them or the Jets.
Yeah.
Them or the Jets.
Yeah.
One of those two.
I want to keep my money, so I'd be in Miami. I want my state tax.
Right, no state tax.
Right. I want
exactly.
That. And I want my warm weather, eight games a year.
Well, 8 games a year plus who do you have in your schedule where you're going to get 2 or 3 domes? All right, I just got to deal with cold 3 or 4 times,
yeah.
5 times. I mean, that's it. All right, 312-332-3776. You going all in on a trade for Watson? Because if you don't have a young quarterback, 3 number ones ain't enough. So don't call in here and go, 2 number ones and Khalil Mack. They're not taking Khalil Mack's contract. That's just a fact. 312-332-3776. Plus why Keyshawn Johnson does not want to see Watson be a Bear.
Wait a minute.
Take that. So the winter is here. We've been very lucky. It's been very mild. That means you can get some more walks in outside. Just put some gloves and a hat on and a warm coat and get your body moving. Talked about meditation the other day. Another great thing that you can do is stretches each and every day. Just go on Google, get 3 or 4 of your favorite stretches for a problem area, low back, your groin area, your hamstrings. All of those are so important. And if you will stretch, you will feel so much better. That means we try to be better today than we were yesterday. Be better tomorrow than we were today. Take care of your body. You only get one. Brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Proud server of the human body. The most advanced machine on earth.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Okay, so should the Bears go all in on a trade for Deshaun Watson? You heard Hoodie's thoughts. You heard my thoughts. 312-332-3776. I'd love to have him as the Bears quarterback. I just don't think they have enough assets to get him. And I can't give you 4 number ones because I don't have a young quarterback. I can't give you 3 ones and 2 twos and a 3. I have no way of fixing my team then. Now, they say just straight up, 3 ones, you can have them. Yes, I'd do it. Yes, I would do it.
Sure, because that's a difference-making talent. That guy can change the fortunes of your franchise. We had, by the way, one of our friends, David, who is a traveling vacuum cleaner salesman. Mm-hmm. He does a great job, you know, going coast to coast and selling vacuum cleaners. He's on your text machine right now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what about Pittsburgh? The Steelers.
Okay, no young quarterback asset to trade. They own, I believe, all... Did they pay off the trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick yet? So they've got their picks back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could put a package of picks together, but no young quarterback.
At some point, it may not be with Watson. The Steelers are going to have to turn the page on Roethlisberger. You and I both saw that. We all saw the
He's
Steelers.
Done.
That's the big guy at the turkey bowl, you know, right before Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Throwing the ball around. That's what Roethlisberger's turned into.
Yeah, he's done.
I mean, that's what he is. He's the guy who's like, hey, you want to throw the ball around. And that's, unfortunately, with the amount of interceptions we saw last time we saw him, he's just not effective anymore.
He is not.
He just is not.
Now, the Giants we brought up, I think I brought that up to you yesterday. They could put Daniel Jones in a deal, add in 3 ones, and say, okay, Deshaun Watson's on. Yeah, he's in New York. He's not with the Jets. He's with the Giants.
Sorry, man. I can't play for them. I'm trying to win. I've been through the doldrums. I need to win now.
Well, you have pretty solid offensive line. Not the greatest, but solid. You got Saquon coming back. You got Sterling Shepard. You got Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I'm not trying to pull a team up. I need them to be able to get on my level.
Let me give you another one. What about Ronnie Rivera in Washington? He's got a high pick.
Yeah.
He's got all his draft capital. He's got an amazing, amazing way about him. Guys love playing for him. He's fixing a broken culture in Washington. Mm-hmm. And he says, Deshaun, you and me, let's get this done.
Well, he certainly would be coached very well.
He's looking for a quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, the football team's looking for a quarterback, and I just think that – I think the world of Ron Rivera.
He's really awesome.
You really have to tear your ass with Ron Rivera for him to cut you in the middle of the season.
Right, to go, we took you a year and a half ago at 15, get the H out.
Whew. You know, we're talking about this, and this is making me more and more upset at Ryan Pace. Because I'm telling you, I truly believe him having dinner with Trubisky and Mahomes and saying, you know what, Deshaun Watson, who was clearly, you know, everybody who saw that, saw what he did at Clemson. They saw him beat Alabama. I'm not saying it's bad enough you didn't pick him, but to dismiss him out of hand and say, I'm not going to go out and have a dinner with him just like I did with Trubisky and Mahomes, because he was clearly a top three quarterback in that draft. I'm telling you, because Deshaun Watson holds all the cards and he has the no trade clause, the Bears, I don't even think, could get in on this if they wanted to. I'm telling you. He's looking at Miami and the Jets and saying, you know what, find a way to get me there. Everyone else, I'm not going to take it. And the Houston Texans are in a bad spot because can you have a franchise quarterback on your roster making $30 million a year, taking up that cap hit, who doesn't want to play for you?
What about Arizona? What if they said, we'll put Kyler Murray in a deal, we'll take Deshaun Watson?
Okay, maybe that makes sense.
Pick.
You know who can't make an offer? The Bears, because Ryan Pace wouldn't have dinner with him when he was trying to draft a quarterback.
Well, Jeff, I want you to understand now. I want you to get this. The thing that really means the most at House Hall is culture and nice guy versus talent evaluator. Talent evaluator, nice guy. The nice guy trumps the talent evaluator at House Hall. That's what means the most. George McCaskey's told us so.
I talked to a friend of mine yesterday who's an NFL player and NBA player agent, and he said the reason that some teams did not pursue Deshaun Watson coming out, he already had one ACL, he makes a lot of plays with his legs, they were very concerned about his knee. He ended up tearing another ACL, but now he's been healthy and hasn't had any problems since, so the injury concerns may have been unfounded.
So what did Keyshawn Johnson say?
So this is Keyshawn after Jay Will said, what about my Bears? Because Jay Will is a big Bears fan.
It's cool, Chicago, you're a Chicago guy, you played for the Bulls, I get it.
I prefaced it with there being bias there.
But the dude with the headset? No, I'm trying to enhance his playing career. Not derail his playing career. I'm sending him to no damn Chicago. I would send him to Chicago with a different offensive mind and a different head coach. So let's see what the Bears do with the offensive play caller. If they bring in a guy who knows what the hell he's doing, then yes. If they brought in a guy that's on the streets that I have high respect for, in Todd Haley, if they said we need that guy because he's coached quarterbacks and he knows offense, he's a little bit of a hothead, but that's okay. I'd say okay, yeah, absolutely. But with Matt Nagy, I'm good, man.
Some thoughts there from Keyshawn.
Yeah, and some
Jay
interesting
Will.
Thoughts. But Matt Nagy's not going anywhere.
Right.
He is not. And it's funny because if you ask Patrick Mahomes, did you like working with him? Loved him. So Key doesn't know him. Rex Ryan does not know
this Nagy guy?
He does not know Matt either. Mm-hmm. Players in KC loved working with him. So the 30,000-foot view is not a good coach. You don't want to play for him. Bad play caller. Does it all point back to Mitchell Trubisky's just not good enough?
All right, let's go to the phone lines and hear your thoughts on this.
Let's go to Harding. He's up first. Hey, Harding, what's up, man?
What's going on, Captain Jay Hood? I had some jokes, but now I'm not even sure who answered the phone. I thought it was Danny Z, but is it Jeff? Who answered the phone?
That's Daniel Zetterman.
All right, so Danny Z, you guys got to check on him. He's the man and all, but he answers the phone and says he has ESP. I was like, that's interesting. I mean, possibly he overslept. What was that, yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday.
And then he answered the phone a second time and didn't know who I was. So check on him. That vegetable diet might be impacting the mental space for
Danny
him.
Eats a lot of steak, man.
Oh, all right, so here's my comment, guys. Cap, you said something very interesting yesterday that really kind of put something in perspective. So The whole process of Ryan Pace selecting Mr. Trubisky, there was a discussion amongst the south side of Chicago of a racial undertone there. You said bringing Deshaun Watson would mend the division in the city, and I truly believe that would happen. That would help, right?
Yep.
But I think if you're Deshaun Watson, you're looking at this process, and you say, if I have to make a decision between going to Chicago, who's an 8-8 team with a terrible quarterback, and then going to Miami that has the same assets as the Jets, and I go to a black coach, and the team is 10-6 with a okay quarterback, why would I not go to Miami? Like, Miami, we're going to lose Deshaun Watson the same way that we lost LeBron James. There was all this, you know, talk, oh, chitter-chatter, maybe he's coming to Chicago. Deshaun Watson's going to Miami. I like exactly what, and I think Jeff said this or whoever said this, Miami's just a better situation for him. Deshaun Watson is not going to want to go to Chicago because I think he did take it personal that Ryan Pace ran him short in the process of selecting him, because I think he was a clear choice when we were all the experts, and we don't take the experts to task enough for the mistakes they made. You don't get to say that Mitch Trubisky was a number one rated quarterback according to all the experts, and then you have two nearly Hall of Fame quarterbacks come in after him, and then we just all ignore it and just concentrate on Ryan Pace's mistake. If all these experts said that, they all need to be fired. The words never need to be taken serious again, because that's just a tremendous mistake on all accounts.
But again, that happens all the time. Tom Brady
and that's my
went.
Point. Why do we listen to him? Then why do we listen to
because
him if they make those
Harding,
kind of misses?
No one is perfect. No one. In the scouting world, you should know that. Absolutely. Look at some of Tom Brady went 199. Tony Romo was undrafted.
Cap, that's the point I'm making. So when you have to find a generational talent at the quarterback position and it's one in a million, why the hell is Ryan Pace, are you listening to all the experts? When traditionally they consistently get that wrong. They've got it right maybe a few times. Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I don't think he was listening to the – and appreciate your call, Harding. I don't think Ryan Pace was listening to Mel Kiper and Todd McShay. I think he did his own evaluation and he just missed. He was wrong, 100% wrong. But no one's perfect. I'm talking of, you know, the scouting service guys. None of it. Our lads and all of it. They do good work. You love reading that stuff. You gave me a manual to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Great breakdowns. Awesome. Tony Mandarich went, what, second?
Right.
One of the biggest busts in draft history.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going on in the heart and in the head. Yep. Ryan Leaf. If the Ryan Leaf that's living his life today, sober and locked in, he might have become an amazing quarterback, but he didn't.
That's right.
312-332-3776. Should the Bears go all in for D. Watson? Whatever it takes. It's going to be multiple. Not two first-rounders at Khalil Mack. Not two firsts. It's going to be a lot more than that because you don't have a young quarterback to put back in the deal. Your calls? Next.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Earls. Levine. Welcome back on Cap J. Hood, ESPN 1000. So should the Bears go all in and trade for D. Watson? To the phones we go.
Welcome to
Jerry's
Chicago.
In Spring Grove. Jerry, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Jerry.
Here's the most I would be willing to offer up. I would offer up Roquan Mack, this year's number one.
They're not taking Mac. They are not taking Mac, period.
Yeah. So what do you think of Roquan this year, next year's number one?
Not enough.
Not enough. Wow.
Not even close.
Yeah, I wouldn't even get more than that then. It's not worth it.
What do you think of Deshaun Watson, Jerry?
Well, I think he's a great quarterback. I had him on my pick and I was whizzed as all get out when they picked Mitch. I was like, you guys are morons, right? But we all know that. So yeah, disappointed. And I agree. He would not want to come to Chicago. And so my other side of that coin is I would offer up draft capital and possibly really superstars like Roquan, who I love having on my defense, and then not get him anyway, and then have to look at Roquan in the locker room and go, yeah, sorry, we didn't think much of you, right?
Yeah.
And I just, so I all in, you go, is he going to come here no matter what we throw at him? I think the answer is no, probably not. For both reasons, being snubbed.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
This is Breaking News.
Whoa! Sponsored by the Points Bet Sportsbook.
What's that?
On Chicago's home for sports.
We traded for Nick Foles.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
We signed Robert Quinn.
We turn to veteran newsman Dan Zetterman with breaking news here on Cap and J-Hood. Dan?
Gentlemen, one quarterback that will not be signing with the Chicago Bears, Philip Rivers, tells the San Diego Tribune that he is going to retire from the NFL after 17 seasons. Philip Rivers is retiring. Hall of Famer, please discuss.
Well, we turn now to Jeff Meller with the fantasy ramifications now. No more Philip Rivers. How was he as a fantasy football quarterback, Jeff?
He was a solid fantasy backup the last few years. The Colts offense has a chance to get better next season if they find the right replacement for
him. Deshaun Watson.
No shot.
Why?
No shot.
Why?
You do better than that.
I'll give you three ones, a good young defensive player, and Jacoby Brissett.
I think Brissett. I don't know if Brissett. I think Brissett.
Brother Brissett.
Maybe unrestricted?
Yeah, I think they may release. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be under contract with them next year.
Like you said, they're going to release him probably,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, or he may already be unrestricted after next year if he's not.
So here's the legacy of Philip Rivers. Are you ready? The legacy of Philip Rivers is this. When he's with the Chargers, and we saw this the last time we saw him out there on the field. In that 3:25 p.m. window, usually there he was. And Philip Rivers was always down 7 points. 2 minutes left in the game, has to go to length of the field to tie or win the game. And he threw an interception right in the 60 minutes.
Yep.
Every single game. That's going to be on his plot. When he's dead, they're going to put that whole thing out there. It's like, here lies Philip Rivers, down 7, having to come back in a ball game with 2 minutes left and throws an interception.
And then you'd look at his numbers. He'd have like 386 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 big interceptions, and a fumble.
So you see what it is. Like, that is Philip Rivers to a T.
It is.
There it is. An interception right into Leslie Stahl. I mean every Sunday.
It was like that.
You'd say, well, was he 0-16? No, but it was interesting to watch that late window. It's getting at 6:05, 6:10.
My wife would be like, honey, the kids want to eat dinner. Hang on a minute.
Hold on a second.
San Diego's driving here.
Hold on. Rivers got through an interception, but you got to be patient. It's going to come here. There it is, fourth down. Boom. Interception. Turnover. Game is over. Here's Leslie Stahl.
That's it.
I mean, every time.
I'm morally safer.
That's the legacy of Philip Rivers.
That's it.
You know, you brought that up. I'm just thinking now. Do you think watching Philip Rivers as a San Diego Chargers fan was completely different? Because you remember, it's always except on the West Coast.
Correct.
So if you're a Chargers fan, you're watching Rivers throw that game-ending interception. But then what do they go into? They don't go into 60 minutes on the West Coast.
Yes, it was always 60 minutes except on the West Coast, in which you saw a Ginsu knife infomercial. That's usually the way it went. So I'm just telling you. Danny, you know this, right?
I always wanted to buy Ginsu knives.
He could cut through a shoe.
I always wanted to buy those. I never did.
Let me tell you something. So Peacock who is a big part of NBC.
Right.
She has to program a lot of this stuff on NBC Chicago, the local affiliate here in Chicago. And it's just kind of like, it's interesting. These infomercials are still good. There was something about like cookware, Cap, someplace. They were doing a 30-minute thing on cookware. And the guy was just cooking up some of the best meals possible. At some point, he wasn't even about the pots and pans. It was about what he was cooking. I was like, boy, this is interesting. It's not even on, like, the Food Network. He's trying to sell pots and pans. But this guy's making good food. And there's a crowd out there that's great. Hey, watch this. You see, this is a nonstick pan. But I'm going to make the best pancakes you ever had. You see this right here? Look how it slides right off the pan. It's unbelievable. Yay! And you can get this for $29.95. No ups and no extras.
And right now, get 2 for the price of 1.
Yay!
We're not done.
Oh, you know.
Get this new keto cookbook.
Ah.
And
the magic spatula.
Oh.
Call right now. First 200 callers.
I'm just sitting there like, okay, so you're programming this and then right into figure skating on a Sunday.
Right.
Like, this is why I'm watching football downstairs. Yeah.
Good luck. I don't want to watch with the people that want to watch that.
I swear, some of these networks are just put on there for 3 hours, just a white flag waving. Just a white flag wave. Like, while we're watching the NFL, there is figure skating on, some nonsense. ESPN's got some spelling. They should just have a white flag wave. Yeah. Like, while the world watched the NFL, you got to put something on, right?
Monster trucks.
Yeah, monster trucks. And just, like, just have just a white flag. Just like, you know what? We got nothing for you.
We can't compete, so just put whatever crap on we've got in the vault. 312-332-3776. Go to London.
Man.
We're the number one afternoon show in jolly old London, England. Hey, George, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. I think Harding was spot on with his Miami call, but I think it comes down to three factors. Absolutely, yes, the Bears should do it. It gives you cost price certainty. You're getting a good quarterback. You're not guaranteed to get that. Even if Ryan Pace, John in 6 years, has a chance of drafting 3-3, he's still probably not going to hit on a Deshaun Watson like he didn't hit on him the first time. The next factors are compensation and, as in, you know, taxation. Miami doesn't pay income tax. Chicago pays a lot. But obviously, there's the investment, you know, the advertising dollars that Deshaun has to consider. But lastly, and critically, is the situation you're heading into. Are you going into a team that has a legitimate chance to be in the playoffs year in, year out? Or are you with a dead lame GM and a head coach who's on his last legs after 2-8-8 seasons? I think the answer is pretty obvious.
Hey, man, appreciate the call, George. Have a great day.
Love you guys. Bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.
The one thing I was listening to Waddle and Sylvie yesterday, and Tommy said they were doing something. Do you think those guys will be back after next year for the final year of their deal? If you had to make a bet in Vegas, you had to take money and put it down. They're back or they're not back. And Tommy said he thinks they'll not only be here next year, he would bet they'll be here the year after, too.
Who are you talking about?
Nagy and Pace. Oh. That they'll be here for 2 more years.
All depends on what happens this next year for 21.
Because if they address with a young quarterback, they're not going to let them coach him for 1 year and then blow it up.
Well, how do you think that would affect Deshaun Watson's decision? Let's say the Bears worked out a package that the Texans were into, and they go to Deshaun Watson and they say, all right, the Bears are making us an offer. We want to ship you to Chicago. Do you approve of the trade? Do you waive your no trades clause? And he sits there with his agent thinking to himself, well, I might have a coach and a GM that are on the last, you know, their last year there, and then they're going to blow that up and have to bring in new guys. Do I want to deal with learning a new coach's offense, a new language, 3 years in a row?
So what if he says to George, all right, you guys screwed up in the 17 draft. You're trying to make it right. I got to know that I'm not learning a new system in a year. Give us a couple years together.
Or what if he says, I'll come, fire Nagy. If you're George McCaskey, do you do that?
My number one question, if I'm Watson, is who's my number one receiver? Who's my connection?
Correct.
And they say Darnell Mooney, and I would hang up the phone.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
That's what I would
do. He's like a really nice three.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Well, if you trade for Deshaun Watson, then you have to keep Allen Robinson. You have to, if you can find the money.
He wants $84 million over 4 years. He's not worth it. I'm not giving him that money. I'll go get somebody else.
Ooh.
I think there's going to be a lot of guys on the market. I'll have to bring up the free agent. I keep reading you that disgusting list of free agent quarterbacks.
Yes.
I'll see what we've got in wide receiver world. 312-332-3776. We'll get to more of your calls. And Coach Culleton with a Blackhawks recap you do not want to miss next.
Ah, the return that we have been all waiting for is finally here. One of the most notorious icons in sports is stepping into the octagon this Saturday. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of UFC, is giving you a free shot at huge cash prizes. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with the first deposit. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick up 6 fighters, stay on the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to compete for a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Plus, don't forget about football playoffs. That's where DraftKings has even more money up for grabs this weekend. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code WMVP to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the weekend. That's promo code WMVP to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Cap?
This hour brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs and for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. The card you can count on. Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all.
Cap, Jay Hood.
Our new morning show.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. The Hawks played last night?
Old-time hockey.
Yes, the Hawks played last night. Did you miss it?
Sure, old-time hockey.
Well, get ready to get pucked.
Coach, our line starts.
Hi, it's Coach Collinson, and it's time for your Hockey Minute here on Captain J. Hood. Yeah, we're 0-3-1. We got him right where he wanted, boys. Yeah, we lost to the Panther last night, 5-4. Just a little bit of a recap for you. Well, first of all, my hat, it comes from Kitchener, Ontario. I was able to get that. $100. How about that? It's not such a bad deal. Kaner Pitt, I thought he did well. I thought he really helped us out in a big way. And Shaw at the right winger, not bad. Also, Carpenter as the center. He's really helping us out in a big way. I thought that Taves was really dug out. Yep. Taves didn't play. Well, that's why he was a healthy scratch. That's right. That's right. He was a healthy scratch. But anyway, Suter and Walmarks, we really think that he could be a player for us at the center position. And 0-3-1. Hey, boys, things are looking up. You know, we played overtime. We played them tough. You know, we fell short, but I've got new shoes. So everything is good. It's your Blackhawks Minute, Coach Colleton, saying, hey, make sure that your hair is in the right place when you go out today. All right? Go get them, boys.
There's a shot.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate that. They're in a world of hurts, man.
What happened then? What happened?
You guys are really, they're in trouble.
Oh, are they? Yeah. What happened last night?
They lost in overtime. Thank goodness, because I bet the Panther hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and fortunately, I didn't lay the goal line like I did the first couple, three games. And they were up. I think it was, 3-0 or 2-0, 2-1, 3-1. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, it's 3-3. They're losing 4-3. My wife and I are watching Cobra Kai last night. We finished season 3. And keep looking at my phone. She's like, oh, we got money on something over there? Yeah, freaking Florida Panthers are losing. Oh, they just tied it. And then they won it in overtime. So.
You know, you can never really firmly invest in your wife and watching a TV show when you're always looking at your phone at the scoreboard.
Exactly. And then I had a parlay with Shea Gilgeous-Alexander from Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I needed over 19.5. He's at 14, but they're getting drilled. They benched him for the rest of the game.
Coach Q, huh? On the other side?
You think Coach Q wanted to win that game?
Yeah. Coach Q.
Wanted to sweep those two? Yeah, I think so.
Coach Q should have a restaurant, just like Madden should have several restaurants in this town. He really should. I was out with the Blackhawks when they played Detroit when he was coaching, and that guy's intense just ordering dinner, just ordering a reservation.
Reservation for 7. No!
Quenville.
Make sure that we have steak, and make sure it's bloody. I want it still moving on the plate. No!
Like, okay, Q. Okay. I'm so, watching his eyes. I'm like, that guy's a wolf.
He's tough.
Oh, my God.
He is tough.
He's intense. Just having a reservation in Detroit.
We cut
great a tone. No.
Promo for Chicago Tribune Live one day, or yeah. Sports Talk Live. It was at the United Center, so I am in a suit. I am sitting in the locker room with a towel around my neck, my head down like I'm just, you know, despondent. The door flies open. You call that an interview? Were you prepared for that interview? You're better. You better be better. And he's just screaming at me. That was the promo.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
With the mustache and the eyes. He's a little scary.
He's scary.
He is scary.
Good man, though.
Yes.
312-332-3776. Mike's in Arlington Heights. Hey, Arlington Heights. Hey, Mike. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. Good to have you. Thanks for being with us on Good Morning Winnipeg.
I love your accents, hoodie. They absolutely kill me.
Arlington Heights?
Absolutely kill me.
What's going on?
Hey, Cap, before I start, my aunt used to work and is good friends with your wife, Mindy, Rosemary Troupa from Pace.
Oh, Rosemary's the greatest.
Yeah, she's my aunt. I love her to death. She's the best.
Yep.
Okay, so before I start, you inspired me last week on the show to write a letter to Harrison McCaskey.
Yep.
So, especially after listening to that and his radio tour last week, both down the dial and on Waddle and Sylvie, I said, I got to do this. I got to get this off my chest. This is ridiculous. And, you know, I'm 29 years old. So I wrote a heartfelt letter and I talked about, you know, the lack of accountability. And I'm a high school teacher and coach, too. So seeing that kind of stuff bothers me, you know, like having Javon Wims not get cut basically by the team and have that same thing happen in the playoffs. So I pulled at some of the heartstrings and talked about accountability, blah, blah, blah. And I've done this kind of stuff before. I'm thinking to myself, there's no way that they're going to write back, right? I got like a generic email back from the server saying, thank you, we got your comment. I'm thinking it's like anything else, you know? So yesterday I get home from work, I open my mail, and sure enough, I get a letter from Hallis Hall, and on the envelope he put his initials, GHM, on it, and I open it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. There's a handwritten letter from George McCaskey himself, you know, basically just saying thank you for taking the time to write. While it's difficult to read your criticisms, it's important to get feedback from fans. Perhaps in time we'll do enough that once again you're proud to say you're, you know, a fan of the Bears. Because also in the letter I referenced, you know, only being 29 years old and I watch NFL Red Zone, I'm like, my generation, you know, consumes football differently maybe than previous generations. So I thought it was really
that, you know, is cool first to get class.
It really is. And just to have that, you know, I can't say that I might get that if I were to write a letter to the Cubs at this point. You know, I think that it just shows that he really does care about the fans. But where's the connection in between caring about the fans but actually showing that you care about the fans by actions, right, and actually winning games? So I thought, you know, it was interesting. But here's the funny part. So in the same mailbox, I also got a shirt that I ordered from Barstool that has the Bears, you know, the black letter on it that says sell the team. I'm like, that is the most ironic thing to get both of those in the mailbox.
The same day. That's the best.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Right?
Hey, Mike, have a great day. Tell Rosemary hi.
Will do, Cap. See you, hoodie.
See you, buddy. All right, buddy. There you go. How about that? So he gets a handwritten letter back from George when we gave it out last week and said, here's your assignment today. Write to the owner.
He has a pulse of the fan, but he's just very comfortable at the way things are at Hallis Hall. That's the thing. That's the difference between being an owner and having the pulse of what's happening with the football team. There's a difference.
There's a difference.
He's a fan that's disenchanted. I'm going to write him a letter, old school. That's nice. It is nice.
Yeah.
But listen to what that fan actually is saying.
Yeah, and I will just tell you this. I truly believe he wants to win. I just don't think they have any idea how.
Well, that's not going to get it done.
Agreed.
And that last caller, Mike, said that he didn't think he'd get a response like that from the Cubs. It's because they're more new school. You know, if you send them a DM 63 times, they'll send you a pick back.
Wow.
That was good. 312-332-3776. Who are we rooting for in this week's conference championships? And who is the best quarterback playing? Not for their career, right now. That's in 2 minutes.
You like my bulge?
Excuse me?